Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Howard, I don't think it's that far out of the realm to say a Big Ten championship game, winner take all, Michigan, Ohio State. I mean, honestly, this is what Bo and Woody dreamed of back in the day. That not only do you win, not only do you beat your rival, but somebody gets the ultimate, I can hold this over your head forever card. This is the ultimate. Yep, you can say all you want. We won the natty.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, I was talking with Dave Refson yesterday and Nicole Arbaugh, and, you know, we were really talking about how big could this game be, Ohio State, Michigan, for a national title this year. And I said, well, it would have to be bigger than one versus two, right? And Dave covered it up. You know, I was still following more of the pro game, but I saw, you know, following on the outside, but not as close as I am to it now. And he agreed. I mean, the way social media is right now, you know, the way sports are covered at this moment, it would be a monster game and do monster numbers. You could only imagine what those tickets would be going for something like that. But
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know, both of them have to take care of business first, right? And I think people will tell you that they think Michigan, we've talked about it, Michigan has their opportunity to be there. The challenge is what's going to happen with Ohio State and how they are going to be able to defend, you know, this Georgia offense. Because you're talking about, you know, arguably the best tight end group in the country.
Right. I mean, they growing them on trees. And
one of them actually is a tree, like 6'7", 270.
Yeah, and he's not even the best one.
Yeah.
Bowers still has another year to go before he's even eligible for the draft. Yeah. You're right, but and here's the thing, the advanced line, if Michigan, Ohio State plays, want to take a guess?
What is it?
Pick them.
Woo, okay. That makes sense because you need the money on both sides. That's a good way to go.
Pick them, right. Yeah. You know what? You let the fan bases dedicate. Okay, who wants to put the money where?
Yep.
We're going to get into more of the bowl games in another one.